For us here now, Mary is someone we accept, right, and love without even thinking about it. Right? Perhaps many of us can think of times in our lives when we ran to her in our own tears. To those who aren't Catholic, though, I know Mary can be a challenge, especially when it seems that we Catholics tend to put her on her pedestal. But as any person comes to realize, once he or she grows closer to Our Lady, she watches out for us throughout our lives and takes care of us, as all good mothers do. Now today, we celebrate the great solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. Mother of God is Our Lady's greatest title. This feast falls on the octave day of Christmas. So remember, Christmas Day is such a high celebration that we commemorate it for 8 days. That's why the text of the Mass will refer to today as being Christmas Day. So, if you've taken down your Christmas tree, shame on you. You still have time to go. Now, today's feast celebrates the fact that in God's infinite wisdom, Mary was chosen to be the mother of the Son of God. Yet, though God chose her for this role, she freely accepted it through her yes to the Archangel Gabriel at the Annunciation. Now, as we know, I mean, like most mothers, her motherhood would be one of great joy, but also great suffering. She would raise Christ in his infancy with Saint Joseph, accompany our Lord faithfully during his public ministry, and suffer with him silently at the foot of the cross. Mary's heart was pierced as she watched her son be crucified, and as she held his limp body in her arms after his death. But her motherhood would not end with her son's death. At the foot of the cross, our Lord entrusted her to Saint John, "Son, behold your mother." And to Our Lady he said, "Woman, behold your son." Mary's earthly motherhood would continue with the apostles and other disciples until her assumption to heaven at the end of her earthly life. But now, reigning from heaven, Our Lady's motherhood encompasses all of the body of Christ, the Church. And so in this great solemnity, we are reminded to ask our Blessed Mother, who resides in heaven now, for help during this earthly pilgrimage, in this quote-unquote valley of tears, as we pray in the classic Hail, Holy Queen. Our Lady, the Mother of God and Mother of us all, watches over us from heaven, and she intercedes on our behalf so we can be with her Son one day.